Hey, look, it's time for another exciting episode of The Edge Show.
Number 27.
27.
Yes.
He's Rick. I'm Joey.
And we got a special one for you today. You know, this is actually kind of a throwback to when we did another special version of this a little while ago with something called, what was that called again? Beta of, at that point, Windows Server 8.
Eight.
In air quotes, yes.
No, they actually put actual quotes around it, okay. Not just air quotes.
So this is the edition for the release preview, release candidate time frame for what it is, and by the time you're watching this, it is available. You can go and download it now, but wait till after the show to go off and get it.
Yeah, exactly. But first, let's talk a little bit about the news.
Okay, we do have some news, yes.
We absolutely have news.
It's this little event, this small event that's taking place in Orlando on June 11th to June 16th.
Now, hopefully you've at home have been taking time to watch the countdown shows starring, us.
Us.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. But Tech Ed North America in Orlando, Florida is sold out. If you want to, you can get on the wait list, right? So you can get waitlisted. Or if you're not going to be able to make it to Orlando, Florida, we've got something that folks can go do.
It's called the live stream. Channel 9 Live will be streaming and live throughout the first couple of days of the conference. First
Correct.
Two, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be covering the keynotes live, as well as commentary afterwards, as well as special guests to cover you through the day. And you know a little something about that, I think.
Yeah.
I've heard the gnashing of teeth and the frustration of scheduling going on.
As we tried to get everything scheduled. Yeah.
You
so through the first 2 days, we will be streaming live. So the keynotes on both days, both day one and day two, will be streamed live. There's also what we call the Taste of Tech Ed, which is a couple of rooms are going to be streamed live throughout the event, so you can go ahead and take a look at sessions there. NorthAmerica.MSTechEd.com is where you want to go to check out that live streaming. And, of course, during the break of the normal sessions is where we will be live with some Channel 9 live broadcasts. And we want your questions. So everybody at home, we want them to interact with us. And you can do that via the hashtag, hashtag CH9Live on Twitter.
With the tweets.
With the tweets.
You got it.
Absolutely.
The tweets. Our first little bit of announcement, obviously, we already kind of made it at the very beginning, which was the release preview is now available. Go off and download it. Just wait till after the show to go get it. And, you know, I'm a little excited about this. You know, we're getting so much closer to the final versions of this, and this was a nice refresh. It's more than just actually having the little beta fish disappear and having a much more simplified and streamlined install process for what it looks like now. There's a lot more under the hood. You know, honestly, there's one way you can take a look at this. In the past, I always recommended you go off and take a look at the evaluator's guide or the reviewer's guide and stuff like that. But one of the resources I want to pass along that's included in the notes for this particular session as well is a ebook that's available for download by a friend of mine, Mitch Tulloch. He's actually a Kanuckistan, a Canadian. he's out of Winnipeg and does a lot of writing for Microsoft Press and for a variety of other publications. He's done up a book in partnership with the Windows Server team. It is a whopping 225 pages long.
225 pages of Windows Server 2012
yes.
goodness.
Yes, 2012 goodness. And it's broken up into four major groupings of technologies.
Okay.
And you've seen these kind of things before. You know, you've got something for the foundation for building private clouds, so all the underpinnings of virtualization that happen to be there. Highly available and easy to manage, another area that he's concentrated on, which covers off a variety of management technologies. PowerShell, Server Manager, and more. Then deploying web apps inside your environments and also in the cloud. And then finally, enabling of the modern work style. Those are the four major categories. Each one of those obviously covers off a big chunk of the new technologies. Again, there's so much new that's inside here. Nothing special and surprising you haven't seen before, but it's more polished. It has more plumbing taken care of underneath the covers, a lot more things that happen to be present there as well. But it's a great way to introduce yourself to all the stuff that's in there. It's free. Go download it. The link's in the notes for this particular session.
Now, I also know that you are going to be doing a very cool kind of in-depth discussion, kind of an online training. We call this the Jumpstart, and we work in conjunction with Microsoft Learning on this. So it's you and Corey, correct?
Corey Hines.
Awesome.
Another Canadian.
He's
been repatriated
over.
To the States, though.
Well,
he lives down
true.
In where it's a lot warmer.
Yeah.
He's actually from The Rock.
Yeah.
You know what The Rock is?
Yeah, it's like way over
Newfoundland.
There. Newfoundland.
You see, he got it. Anyway, yes, he's going to be joining me for the Jumpstart. We're putting this together. It's over the course of 2 days, June 20th and 21st. Mm-hmm. And we've similarly grouped our technologies that we're discussing into four groupings of areas, four categories, if you will. Except we're going with the Beyond Virtualization one, the first one, and then Management is the second one. That's basically day one. Day two, we've broken it up into more of a technology focus for areas that make sense to talk about. Mm-hmm. One of them is basically storage, and all the chains have been happening with storage. And the other one is networking / remote access / enabling work styles and that sort of stuff. So that's the four areas that we're covering over the course of the 2 days.
So it's like 2 days in depth. You're going to get down and dirty with some of the Hyper-V stuff.
We will.
Management with PowerShell.
We're going to blatantly steal good chunks of stuff from TechEd.
Hey, sounds fantastic.
And then bring it into that type of environment. The neat thing about a jumpstart is there are going to be there is the ability to go off and to interact with us during mm-hmm. the session. So it is live. You can ask questions. There's going to be myself and members of the product team, and also other members of the evangelism community and the MVP community online will be helping to answer questions in the question and answer area. We break it up, as I mentioned, over the 2 days, four big chunks of content. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't make it June 20th and 21st live, can I go back and rewatch this?
Traditionally, the jumpstarts have this feature that they've done where they basically air them again. Mm-hmm. They're replays, if you will.
Okay.
We haven't decided as of yet if we're going to be replaying this again over the summer.
Okay.
So at this point, it's going to be a live-only option.
All right.
Although I do have it under good source, which kind of ties into a point that I forgot to put in my notes, is that we are going to be taking portions of this content and incorporating them into future MVA content, Microsoft Virtual Academy content.
Okay, cool.
So not big, huge, massive hour-long chunks.
Sure.
Actually, just the smaller 20-minute, 15-minute how about episodes, let's say?
Sure.
That will fit inside the MVA content, too. So you'll see this material appear again. Replay, probably going to happen, but I don't want to confirm yes or no one way or the other. But the content will be back and around.
So block out your calendar June 20th and 21st if you want to learn more about Windows Server 2012.
And that's just in between the two tech eds.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little busy.
it's
between the two tech eds. Yeah. I managed to score and source the server hardware we're using to support this. Sweet stuff, man. Four servers. There are virtualization SKU. It's multiple quads that are in there, 96 gigs of RAM on them, nice and sweet. It's going to be good.
You can keep those around afterwards?
I'm hoping to use one as a footstool, but we'll find out if they let me do it or not.
That kind of, you know, we talk about our partnership that we have with Microsoft Learning and doing these jumpstarts.
Yep.
Kind of leads well into the next thing I want to kind of ask you about, which is certification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been some pretty big changes in certification. We talked about this before on episodes of The Edge Show, as well as when we were at MMS.
Okay.
So what's happening in the realm of certification around Windows Server, particularly because we're at that release preview, release candidate time frame?
Well, I know that we've already talked about at MMS and other ones where there is a free opportunity to go off and to take the private cloud exam.
Sure.
For the MCSE, Microsoft, oh my goodness, the acronym.
The Microsoft Certified Solutions Expert.
Thank you. I was about to call it engineer. It's expert. So that one there is still underway for the beta perspective. It's there. Attendees to TechEd will also be able to take two new additional beta exams, which are for the server administrator based on Server 2012, and also server. What's the title for this one here? Server Infrastructure, which is the MCSE Server Infrastructure one. There's one more I'll talk about in just a second. Both of those exams will be available in beta form, and they will be free for registered TechEd attendees. Interesting note as well is that they're available to non-TechEd attendees too.
Okay.
However, you do have to pay for the beta exam. It does count as a full exam, should you happen to pass in a couple of months when the grading comes back.
Yep.
But previously, the beta exams used to be invite only. So they've changed that now with this new environment to get more of an input and more of a balanced flow of what these
particular teams are. A little more open, right?
Right.
So you've got the Microsoft Certified Solutions Associate, right?
Right.
So the MCSA for Windows Server 2012.
Yep.
And then you mentioned the MCSE for server infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Now, both of those we'll have links to on this particular post to be able to have more details on. At this point in time, they're very just simply like a placeholder, if you will, for what happens to be there. But the third one is called the Desktop Infrastructure one as well. And that one there will be available at TechEd and available if you wanted to go ahead and take that on your own time, on your own place, up until the time of release. So there's basically three new additional exams you can go off and take. Now, again, I mentioned that those count as a fully qualified exam when you go off and you pass them, and then we give the marks back within two to three weeks. I'm going to be signing up to be doing the MCSE for server infrastructure while I'm at TechEd, if there's a spot available, because I don't want to give it and take it away from somebody
sure,
else.
Sure, sure, right.
But that's my plan.
Awesome, awesome. Well, so we've got all sorts of really great stuff. There's a book. We've got the Jumpstart. Go ahead, get certified, or
you
at least take the beta exam. It does take a couple months to learn that you've passed or failed on those beta exams. Mm-hmm. What is it about Windows Server 12 that you're really geeking out on right now?
For me, honestly, it's... I actually did an interview with a guy a while ago on the Edge show. It was John Lovell came on and talked about this new modular concept of hardware that original design manufacturers are creating called the... there's no real term for it, but they're calling it cluster in a box. Or it's the ability to have two full servers within, or even four full servers, within a 2U rack, complete with direct attached storage that's also accessible remotely as well, with complete redundancy and backplanes. You could lose any piece of this hardware and it's still going to continue to work. That enables the continuous availability of file services, which supports workloads that do virtualization, which do file services, and do SQL and others as well. So just with right there, you've covered off the biggest building block for what I would call an architect of a new solution that in the past would have to go through and have like their own trick of hardwares that they would use to be able to build out their infrastructure. I need to have two of these and one of those and three of those to be able to go off and to build. Well, now it makes it so that this continuous availability technology is available to all sorts of different price points that couldn't have access to them before. And it becomes something you can make continuously available. Because if you can virtualize the workload, it's now protected.
Sure.
If you don't do that level of virtualization, but you're very big and hot and heavy on file services and making sure you got dial tone file services going on, it supports that one there as well. And then obviously workloads as well that's even more compute intensive, like SQL, are also supporting this workload. So for me, that's a game changer because it incorporates virtualization, storage, management, and a new hardware infrastructure. It's kind of like a... I was going to say trifecta, but it's a four thing. So I guess it's a quadfecta.
I don't know
if that's a real word or not. That would be my thing.
Right. Any other kind of key things that really kind of are hot coming out at this new release point in terms of... You mentioned there's not really a whole heck of a lot of new features. There's a lot of fit and finish,
right? It's fit and finish and plumbing underneath that gets fixed. There were a couple of... I'm not going to call them... Well, there were bugs officially because that's how you fix them to be able to...
Right.
In this particular development stage, what they are, that were, you know, resolved with this particular release. So that's always good from a quality perspective. But to me, no major radical changes, but better, meaner, leaner, more stable, because it was already stable before, but it's even more stable now. It's basically set to go. Manageability-wise, you know, if you haven't done it yet, one of the coolest, really quick hit kind of things you can try out, I've got a blog post about it if you want to see it, is how to go from a full GUI install to a minimal shell down to a full core install. And then, ooh, I forgot to configure something. It's a lot easier. I got to install some software. Go back to the full GUI, do that software install, and then take the full GUI back off again.
So you can just kind of keep jumping back and forth there.
It's, you know, to me, that's just silly.
How many times have you had to do that?
I do it because I can, not because I have to.
Not because you forgot to install something, because
no,
you
never
do that.
I never forget. I fully document everything all the time, man.
Absolutely. So where can folks go to get more information on not just the release preview or release candidate of Windows Server 12, maybe Windows Server 2012 kind of all up?
Well, one of my favorite stomping grounds, you know, obviously working at Microsoft, I'm on a couple of DLs that have a lot of different people on them that are talking about stuff, which is awesome, but unfortunately guys don't have access to it.
Yeah, they just, don't want to hear that you have access.
You don't want to hear about this kind of stuff. But one of the things that I've been privy to that I will share with you that you all have access to is the Windows Server blog. Back in March, when Bill Lang did his blog post on March 1st, I think it was, specifically announcing the availability of the beta, they also introduced about 3 or 4 days later a blog post talking about how they were changing the style of the content coming out. They're basically bringing together all these great technical resources onto one spot, you know, similar to how the Windows team had done it as well for the client perspective, and put it all in the server blog. Well, part of that change also introduced Jeffrey Snover, our new architect for Windows Server and more, as a resource. And so he's actually been curating the blog posts. And, you know, there's a full review process that goes on to do the technical feasibility of how these things are written. Are they accurate? Everything else like that. It's great to see this collaboration goes on. The output of all that conversation is the Windows Server blog. And Jeffrey goes in and does a little bit of preamble to each of those posts, sets the stage for it, puts the right context, and then it, you know, lets the author go through with their post. So that one there, if in case you don't have it, it's blogstechnet.com/b/Windows Server is my stomping ground where I go. Besides that, you obviously have the tech centers on TechNet. The landing page for Windows Server 2012 is readily available. And also the What's New under Microsoft.com. For Windows Server. Those three areas would be my first stopping grounds for where to go.
Awesome. So we've got a new ebook. We've got some jump starts coming up, opportunities for certification in the blogs.
Yep.
And you can go out and download the Windows Server 2012 release preview now or shortly, as soon as we finish up this video.
Yeah, it's going to be technet.microsoft.com/evalcenter is where it's traditionally been.
There you go.
And from there, you get access to all of the evaluation software, including release preview of Windows Server 2012.
Awesome. Well, I'm all fired up and ready to go download it and mess around with it for a little bit.
The easiest way to install, in case you've been under a rock for the last year and a half, USB stick, 4 gigs or more, make it fast to make a faster install. You want to go in and with this part, clean it off, make a new primary partition, mark it as active, and then simply copy the contents of the ISO from the root directly onto it, boot off of that guy onto a bootable device, and you're all set to go for your server install.
Awesome, awesome. Don't forget, you can always follow us here at The Edge Show at TN Edge on Twitter.
Yep.
Of course, here on the Channel 9 show page.
You can ability to comment down below, and you can even send us an email at edge@microsoft.com.
edge@microsoft.com.
It's a little alias you can use.
Absolutely. So make sure you talk to us. Let us know what more you want to see in Windows Server 2012 and beyond here on The Edge Show. Make sure you join us live at Tech in North America June 11th and 12th as we are right in between the live keynotes as well as the taste of Tech Ed, and communicate us with hashtag CH9Live. And I think that's it.
That's it. We're out. We're done. We're good. Go get those download bits going.
Yep. Thanks.
See you around.
Have a good one.